Hello.
Mr. President, I'm Mr. Manitos.
Hello.
Ready, sir.
Mike.
Good morning, Mr. President.
How long did they have in that nomination on Weaver? And I thought maybe you better watch it a little bit.
Yes.
Evans and Novak have gone around and said that we didn't want Weaver and that we just couldn't get anybody else to take it and so forth. The facts are these. Number one, we didn't offer it to anybody else.
Right.
Nobody else has been offered it. The only reason we held up on Weaver is twofold. One is your memo about Mansfield saying that he wouldn't confirm him, and number two was that we didn't think it's wise to name a man to the cabinet, particularly the first Negro in history, when the Senate wasn't in session.
Right.
As soon as the Senate got back, the first day I could after my State of the Union, I promptly named him.
Right.
I didn't think it'd be wise to try to slip a Negro into the cabinet without the Senate debating it fully if they wanted to.
Right.
And I did consider 200-300 people, everybody. But the task force carefully considered everybody, and I did too, and we came up to the conclusion that he was by far the best man. I talked to Mansfield about his previously stated opposition. He said he was irritated because of the rent supplement, but he wouldn't hold it against him.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's that. And I think I've told Proxmire that. I think you ought to let Douglas know that nobody else was offered the job.
Oh,
the only reason we didn't submit it in December.
Right.
After the task force came in, we just didn't want to send it. We didn't want to slip a Negro in the cabinet so Willis Robinson and them could say, well, I acted on a cabinet nominee while a congressman. I had to wait until Mansfield got back in December.